Second Perek of Gittin, first Mishnah. We learned in the previous Perek that Chazchom made a takana that even if one Shaliach is bringing a get from out of town, out of the country, he can and he has to say, Fani Nefta. It was written and signed in front of me. By doing so, we have already verified the signatures. That's good enough. So we don't have to be Choshish that maybe it was written Shalav Lishmo, because the person says, I saw it written. He only said one of the two. He didn't say the full nusach that was written and signed in front of me. He just said it was written in front of me. Did not say it was signed in front of me. Or the other way around. Before he nechtam, I believe before he nechtam. Or he said it was just signed. He didn't say it was written. Before he nechtam, kule before he nechtam, chetz yom. It was fully written in front of me. It was signed only halfway. Before he nechtam, kule chetz yom. Before he nechtam, kule pasom. If he says that half it was signed in front of me, or half of it was written in front of me, it's possible. He has to, the kids to say that it was fully written in front of me and fully signed in front of me. The reason why it has to be fully signed in front of him is because in order to verify the signatures, you have to verify both of them. If you only know one of them, it doesn't help. The chiddush is that even if he says they were both signed in front of me, the fact that he said only half was written in front of me also is not acceptable. And the vice, what it means, it was half of it was written in front of me, he really means the second half, which does not have the vital information of the document. So since he didn't see the Iker Ksiva of the get, it is not acceptable. Yeah, why do you have to say before Nechtav? Because we want people to know that this is a special type of verification. It's not a classic one. A special kula they made by Gittin. And therefore, you have to say that nusach. If you didn't say the proper nusach, then what Chazal did not give that. Not accept your verification. Puzzle. You have two witnesses. One said that I saw the writing, and the other one said I saw the signing. It's also puzzle because they both have to testify in both. Two people said it was written in front of us. Only one said it was signed in front of me. It's puzzle because you need two witnesses verifying the signatures. Rabbi Yudah says no, it is kosher. Why? Because you have two witnesses and the ksiva, then that's already not a normal way of verifying a document. And therefore, even though you have one witness only in the chasima, that's good enough. Because over here, the etzem, Chazal felt that we can be lenient and rely on the fact that you have one witness verifying the signatures. But, so that people shouldn't learn by other shtars, that's enough to have eid echad. They said you have to say before nechtav. Here you have two eidim saying before nechtav, that's equivalent to himself saying before nechtav. Because the only reason why we need to say this whole long nusach is because we're being mekil and letting the shtar be verified through one aid. In a case where the shtar is verified through two aidim, it was verified through two aidim, that's a classic verification. It's not any special kula. So mele, you don't have to say before nechtav. The only reason why you have to say before nechtav is written in front of me to clearly indicate that this is a special type of verification is when you have one aid, but if you have two witnesses, everything's all right. You don't need that funny nechta.